Well, this is the first time we've ever done a study like this. We wanted to look back over the last decade and look at trends in employment and wages and educational attainment and see how that's affected the Mississippi's economy.
What did you find that really struck you immediately?
Well, there was a number of things. On one hand, we've seen that certain types of educational attainment have gone up. The number of Mississippians with some college has increased. By the same token, we still have 350,000 adults without a high school degree. Over that same period, we've seen that wages have been stagnant. Median wages really stayed the same when you adjust for inflation from 2000 to 2010.
So when you say that there are more people, that education has actually improved, it's not that significant because there are so many who don't even have their high school diploma.
That's right. And it really points to the fact that we've got to embark on strategies that are going to boost educational attainment in the state. We got to, as we do that and we compete for higher skilled jobs, as we attract jobs that pay good wages, it's going to require those higher skills. And those are the types of strategies we're going to need to invest in to move Mississippi forward.
At what point do those strategies have to be in place? I mean, we're talking about from birth on, that education needs to start early? Is that what it suggests?
Our report really looks at ways that we can make changes right now. So we look specifically at this adult population and make recommendations around.
For those who are in the job market or want to be in the job market?
That's right. And really focus on strategies that increase transitions from adult education to post-secondary credential training for in-demand careers that pay good wages, transitions to college-level courses, again, that are going to be in careers that are in demand and pay good wages.
And it wasn't that long ago that former Governor Haley Barbour was stressing the importance of industrial training or vo-tech training, that the future was in those types of high-tech industrial jobs. Does your report show that as well?
Yeah, I think that strategy is right on the money. And again, it's important that we invest in strategies that are going to focus on in-demand, high-skill careers that are going to be, they're going to pay good wages. And it's also important that we have the infrastructure in so that people can go back, get into those fields, and have the wraparound supports like childcare, like housing assistance, so that they can complete those trainings and then move on into the workforce.
Talk about how the Mississippi Economic Policy Center works with legislators, advocates to bring about some of these changes you'd like to see.
Sure. We've been on a number of committees over the years to look at ways to implement strategies such as sector initiatives, which target these high demand, high wage careers. How do we get people back into training for them? How do we make sure we've got the wraparound supports like childcare so that people can finish training? We've created this report so that with lawmakers as the audience in mind. And the recommendations are structured to stoke conversation, debate, and information so that we can move the state forward. And that's ultimately the goal of this report, is we make recommendations that will move the state forward.
Now, you were talking about the sort of wraparound programs, child care, housing. How does your organization identify those parameters and focus on what has to happen to help a family?
Well, again, anytime you got a family that is going to be low wage, workforce supports are critical to getting back on the path to self-sufficiency. Child care, is the research shows, is one of the single most important supports that's going to be in place. When you look at low-income mothers who have child care, good child care, they're more likely to move into employment. They're more likely to retain employment than mothers who don't have similar access to those types of services.
And also because a mother who has to go to work might be spending her salary on daycare for her children, and she's not really moving ahead at all. It's just this circle of earning money to pay off the debt of childcare.
And it really underscores the strategy of focusing on these careers that are going to both have a job at the end of the training, and it's going to pay self-sufficiency wages. Another point that I'd like to point out is, over the last several years, there has been significant gaps both in employment and in wages by race. This is a critical factor that really needs to be raised up in discussion when you look at the shifting demographics of Mississippi. For the first time in our state's history, we now have more children of color in the state than we have white children. So addressing this disparity is really critical, both in terms of educational attainment, in terms of employment, in terms of all the different ways that we approach our economic development.
In looking at your report, though, it says that the gender wage gap is narrowing.
That is. I think that was a positive finding. Again, we saw that women's wages were increasing, which is a positive sign. On the flip side of that, men's wages did not raise at all. So you did have that aspect of it, which was part of that phenomenon.
Median wages went up just a little bit. How does that compare to the national average?
We're obviously going to be lower than the national average. We're going to be lower than the South, which again is why we got to focus right here on raising our educational attainment levels. You know, the point was made a few last week that we really got to focus on human capital development in Mississippi. This includes educational attainment, but also includes becoming a more healthy community, a more healthy state. It also includes reducing teen pregnancy. All of these things really are the issues that need to be addressed so that we can move the state forward. And it's going to take investment to do that. You know, $1 out of $3 in Mississippi's economy is a federal dollar. We are particularly exposed to deficit and debt reduction policies that are happening at the federal level. If we don't make the investments right now to improve our human capital development, we're really going to be facing challenges down the road.
How much are your recommendations dependent on what the legislature does?
These are both short-term and long-term recommendations. I think there are things in here that we can do administratively, but there's also things that are going to require the legislature to support, both in terms of investment and in terms of policy.
Ed Sivak is director of the Mississippi Economic Policy Center. Lofty goals, big challenges ahead, certainly. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Karen. It's good to be here.